Welcome back, Pooja Ajwani. Now, in this episode, I mean, the previous one, we discussed about PCOS, hormonal imbalance.
Yeah.
Now, coming to the part of menopause in women. Now, what is your experience with menopausal patients? And what are the common symptoms that they come to you? And how do you address them?
So, more than menopause, I am actually seeing a lot of clients for perimenopause.
Okay, that's like so before menopause.
Yes, so there's almost like a 8 to 10 year period before menopause. So
it could start from 40, 35.
So if I give you a timeline, so when, for example, if a girl hits puberty at the age of 13, let's assume. So 13, from there, you have another 30 years where you are completely fertile. So you will have regular periods, you'll have an egg releasing every month. So you're fully fertile to have a baby for next 30 years, which basically means that 13 plus 30 years plus 13 will be 43. So till 43 years of age, you're fully fertile. From 43, there is a period of 8 to 10 years where the hormones will start declining. And that's the phase of perimenopause, which will last for 8 to 10 years. And then you would menopause at the age of 53 or maybe a little earlier. But between 50 and 53, you would menopause. So those are the timelines. So usually I see a lot of clients in their 40s who have started experiencing early menopause sort of symptoms. And that term is called perimenopause, where you've not hit the menopause, but you're going through the symptoms. And menopause technically is when is it that you have hit the menopause is when technically you've not had a period for 12 months. Then, you know, medically you will be called as that you've menopaused. Till then, intermittently, if that keeps happening, then you've not menopaused. So that's the technical definition. And menopause, basically what is happening is that once your fertility window is over, which is, you know, 30 years, after that, obviously, the eggs quality starts to decline and you're running out of eggs. And in this time, the body tries to knows that you don't need that much of estrogen in your body, that much of progesterone in your body. Like I told, progesterone is progestation. So because you are going out of that gestation phase, you have less progesterone in your body. And estrogen is also going down. And when these hormones are going down, there is a sudden shift in the body. And it is very similar to what you go through during puberty. So during puberty also, there is a 3 to 4 year window, which is a period of transition where, you know, from 12 to 16, you'll see a lot of changes in the body. You are not able to, you know, you don't look the way you used to look before 12. You know, you're neither a young child nor you are an adult. So you're somewhere in the middle. And you see a lot of changes in your body. You don't like how you look. You know, there are a lot of changes happening. And, you know, body-wise also, you don't have a shape. By the time you are 16, 17, you know that you have like a nice shape. Everything starts fitting you well. And in between, there's a transition where you don't like how you look in the mirror, which is between 12 and 16. So similar kind of transition happens around menopause. Exactly. So there are three main phases in a woman's life where there will be a big change in her body. One would be when she's going through puberty, 12 to 16. Then one would be when she has a child. That will be a major change. And then the third phase will be when she'll menopause. So there is a 4 to 5 year period where she'll see a lot of transition happening. Where the hormones, earlier in puberty time, the hormones are raging. And during menopause, the hormones are winding down. So when they're winding down, you'll see again a lot of changes in your body. Your body weight will change. There will be, because the hormones are winding down, you will see that, you know, a lot of women go through memory loss. They have a lot of brain fog. Sometimes it's a classical time to also experience depression. A lot of people in that age, when between 40 and 50, sometimes are going through a transition where it gets confused like depression But it's not depression. It's actually the estrogen going down and progesterone going down. So a lot of people will probably go to a therapist or a psychiatrist. And sometimes you actually need a gynecologist visit because you probably are suffering with this decline in hormones, which is very sudden, because of which you see symptoms which are coming up like depression, anxiety and palpitations and things like that. And mm-hmm. you feel like there's something really wrong with my brain, but it's actually the hormones which are going down. You can also see symptoms like hair fall, you know, arthritis, which is very common because your bone density starts to decline. Like I said, heart palpitation is very common, which is linked to heart health. Your cholesterol levels go up and down a lot. Like a lot of women I talk to, they are very amazed at how their lipid profile has completely changed when mm-hmm. they are menopausing. So their LDL and HDL, yeah, the LDL goes up, the HDL goes up, the triglycerides shoot up, and they are putting on weight, which they've never seen. Like, how is this all weight coming around? You know, where was this all? And I'm trying everything, but still
eating less, working out.
Yes, but still the weight doesn't budge. And then the other thing that they see is a lot of sleep issues as well, because this is also with Ayurvedically a Vata phase of your life, right?
So Vata and High Pitta.
Actually. Yeah, High Pitta and Vata phase, because you're winding down, you're entering into that post-50 phase. So there's a lot of dryness in your body. So there's arthritis, tendency of, you know, knee pain and things mm-hmm. like that. So those are the main symptoms that you would see in menopause. But by what I tell women is that usually it's a transition phase. Mm. So it's just like puberty, when you have a 4-year period when you don't know what's happening and there are a lot of changes. It's exactly like that. You are going through a transition and the weight will go down. The cholesterol levels will settle. The brain issues will also settle, provided you are giving that right environment to the body. The things will transition and then they will reach a point of stability after that.
I see. Now, what do you think about this hormone replacement therapy? Sometimes yeah. women do come and say, I'm taking HRT and what would be you, I mean, sometimes it might be the best thing for them. They say that after this, it changed my
yes.
Ability to think properly. Before I was depressed and this helped me to come out of it. But what would be a holistic way? Yes, maybe that is required sometimes. But what would be the natural way, you know, when they are going through that depressive moments because of the hormonal imbalance? How can we get it back?
So you're absolutely right. When some women go through HRT, they see a new lease of life.
They feel like they're reborn.
Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, instead of going to the therapist and psychotherapy and things like that, if you go via the HRT route, sometimes most of the problems get solved. However, there is a flip side to it, is that, you know, HRT in the long run can have side effects. Mm. So we have seen that women who have taken a HRT will probably are more prone to breast cancer, ovarian cancer and things like that, because obviously you're taking and hormone natural from ability, outside, yes. which we don't know how much quantity is needed and how much is given, and there's a mismatch, then that can really create a lot of issues. Again, like naturally, you can always prepare for it. So you have a 10-year period before you transition into it. So 40s, between 40 and 50 is when you can really take charge of your life at that point. At that point also, you're much freer because you've gone through a peak of your career and then you have more time for yourself. The kids have grown up. So I think that's a very good time to take charge and, you know, put a lot of effort into self-care and have a good morning routine of oiling and, you know, Abhyanga, yoga, pranayam. These are really, really effective tools which can really improve your menopausal symptoms. Other than that, one big one would be insulin. Again, keeping a very close eye on insulin, because at this point is when the insulin resistance starts to kick in as well. And then that can really affect your hormones as well. So checking your insulin, fasting insulin figure, which should be under 10. If you control that through your lifestyle changes, then that can really help. The other thing that you have to realize is that what worked for you in 20s might not work for you in 30s. And what worked for you in 30s might not work for you in your 40s. So in your 40s, a high intense exercise might not be very advisable. Yeah, because, you know, the body is winding down in a way. So you don't want to put too much pressure on the system. The other thing is your metabolism also slows down. So you want to be not eating too much. You know, you want to be restricting your portion sizes. You want to be eating maybe 2 meals a day or, you know, 2.5 meals a day, not more than that, because what you would be able to digest when you were in 20s, you will not be able to digest that well in 40s and 45, 46 onwards. So you slowly try to shift the way you are eating. You know, you eat smaller portions, you eat an early dinner, you go to sleep on time, you know, you get up early in by 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, you have a good morning routine which is dedicated to your self-care. These are very, very basic things, but they work wonders in balancing your hormones. And especially pranayam works wonders. In fact, on YouTube, I've done like a full 7 videos on how you can balance your hormones through pranayam. So it goes very deep into the science of it as to why, you know, it works on your hormonal balance. And I think anybody who's in their 40s and is knowing that now, you know, that
what's
phase
the name
is
of
coming.
Your YouTube channel?
It's called Women Wellness Women First. Wellness, okay. So in under that handle, there are 7-8 videos on pranayam itself, where we very, you know, we've explained in a lot more detail the science behind why it balances your hormones and why it is required for every woman to you do. And there is a magic number of 21 minutes in that. So how long do you do pranayam? Do you do just 5 minutes? You do 10 minutes? Or when is it that you actually see a big change? And the number is 21 minutes. So 21 to 22 minutes when you do at a stretch pranayam, then you have, scientists have studied that you have this 5 liters of blood which circulates in your body. Other than that, there's 24 liters of capillary fluid in your body. And when you start doing conscious breathing, the 24 liters of that capillary fluid starts to flow in your body. And it rises up and goes up in the brain and goes down. And that's when the magic begins, which is where it improves your brain health. It improves your creativity. It improves your productivity. The dopamine, the serotonin, and all those happy hormones, they start releasing in your body. So once you have all of that, then obviously that helps to balance most of the stuff. Because your body is like a pharmacy. It has all the right chemicals that it can release, provided you give it the right environment. It can make the exactly the right amount of progesterone for you. It can make exactly the right amount of estrogen for you, exactly the right amount of testosterone for you, provided the environment is correct. And that can be attained very easily through pranayam practices.
So when it comes to, you know, some of them, they call, talk about night sweats, hot flashes. What would be your advice when it comes to lifestyle and nutrition? What must they not do and what must they incorporate something new?
So hot flashes is basically, you know, it's just the heat dissipating, you know, in your body. And if somebody is actually prone to being more on the hotter side, then that tends to happen more with them. You know, there are very good herbs which can actually really work very well for, you know, controlling that. For example, black cohosh, scientifically being proven very good for menopausal symptoms. There's dong quai. There is chesperry. These are really good ones that you can actually take, you know, maybe speak to a nutritionist or a naturopath and take some of these herbs and infusions, which can really help in reducing these symptoms. But again, it's a transition. So it's not something that's going to remain there forever. But yeah, doing your yoga, pranayam, exercises, you know, walking and eating food on time, sleeping on time, waking up on time, that can really control most of these things.
I see. And what do you think about coffee? Some women ask, doctor, is it okay to have coffee? And I do have night sweats and hot flashes.
Yeah. So coffee is very hot, very heating for your body.
And drying as well.
And drying as well. So obviously you, and again, they will, themselves will say that I was able to handle alcohol, not anymore. I was able to handle 3 coffees, 4 coffees. Now even 1 will make me stay awake throughout the night. So you have to understand that your body is not the same.
It's
not the same as it was in 20s and 30s. So you have to tweak something. You know, you'll have to give up few things where, you know, you can't be having the same lifestyle and expecting that things will go well. So coffee you can have before 2 p.m. preferably only 1 in the morning if you can't live with it without it. But otherwise, you can always move to the lighter options like tea and other things. But it definitely has an impact. You can, after 6, if you have a cup of coffee, there will be no sleep for till 3 o'clock,
and that
for
will
sure.
Definitely create other issues.
Then it'll then get into this all vicious cycle of then not getting sleep, and the next day you feel tired and then groggy, and then it just goes into that cycle.
Mm-hmm. And usually when they get into the menopause, how long does it take? You know, sometimes some women have it very easy. That
yeah.
The menopause, they say I had a, like it was like a walk in the park.
Yeah.
Someone say I had a terrible time in the menopause. And I always tell from my practice when I see, you know, the best time to prepare for menopause is during your perimenopause time.
Yes, 40s, yeah.
And also before that, this is one of my professor teacher. She told me when women had regular periods, healthy regular periods, their menopause is quite easy. Mm. I don't know to how true this is. But then I started asking every woman patient who's coming, how was your menopause? It was for me, it was easy. Then I asked back, was your menstrual cycle quite easy?
Hmm.
So far, whoever I asked, they said yes, I could connect with that. And
okay.
Whenever I had my patients with menopause having hot flashes and heat waves, they did say that they did have difficult cramps and all of that.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know, we need to find a real correlation with that.
Correlation could be this, that, you know, that if you ignore your symptoms in the beginning, so if,
so
for
the
example,
menopause could be quite strong.
Quite strong, yeah, because the issue has never been addressed. And so I, you know, the hormonal issues will pop up at different times of your life in different ways.
Mm.
So it could be cramps in the beginning, and then it could be PCOS, and it could be fertility issues in the middle of it, and it could be postnatal depression. And you can very well connect postnatal depression. Women who have had that would have a very difficult menopause as well. So if you don't fix it, you know, if you're trying to delay it and put it under the carpet and say, okay, I'll deal with it with another medication, then you are just not addressing the root.
Mm.
And it's been there in your body since then. So that will then cause a difficult menopause or perimenopause as well.
True.
But the things are reversible.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
that's
wherever,
the best thing, you know.
That's the best thing, that whenever you catch hold of it, you, once you start addressing it, within 3 to 4 months, you will see a change. You will see a big change. So it's not that everybody has to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
You, because there's a big thing around menopause. Oh my God, you're going to get this. Oh my God, you're going to go that. No. If you take care of your body, the body is going to support you through that process.
I think one of the mental blocks that a menopausal woman going through all these problems go through is they start worrying, is this how the rest of my life going
yes,
to be?
Yes, yeah.
When I tell them, this is just temporary, just remember, this is just like a second puberty.
Yes.
And suddenly, are you sure? Can you please promise me this is the truth? No, I don't have to tell you the truth. That is how all the menopausal women who went through had to change that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a transition, but it's a very hard one for them to take it.
Because like, they only feel the reality.
Yeah, and it's also because of the weight gain.
Hmm.
Actually, it's the weight gain which really troubles them. Because it's suddenly there's a shift in the weight.
All the clothes that they used to fit in.
Yeah.
And then people start thinking, what happened to you?
What happened to you? Then they get really worried about it. And I think one of the main things about this is acceptance.
Mm.
You know, you have to accept that this is a change that's happening. And there will be some really good things which will come out of it. Because, you know, once you the fertility phase is over, then that's when this, you know, all looking inwards and spirituality and all that journey starts. And it's a beautiful, you can see a lot of 60-year-old, 70-year-old women who are having the best of their time after
in their
60s and 70s, just because they've kept their health in check. They're having the best of the time now because they're free. So you should not look at it as something, oh my God, you know, this is something, this is end of my youth, or end of, you know, this is where the aging will begin or the wrinkles will begin. I don't think so. It's like that. It's like the attitude with which you look at it, I think, can change a lot of stuff. And aging is, you know, is good. You know, you get more wiser, you become more clear about what you want in life. And I think that's a very nice phase to go through. And acceptance is very, very important. I think people just want to reject that idea that, oh, this is happening to me and I don't want to. And once you accept it, things become much more easier.
I think people who embrace aging just get beautiful and beautiful.
Yeah.
And people who resist aging, suddenly their mental health takes a toll because they are completely in a life of denial and resistance.
Yeah, yeah.
So I always tell them, please learn to accept it. you know, everything gets better. Like, you age like a wine, and okay, one day we all have to say goodbye. There's nothing that is permanent other than change.
Yeah, yeah.
So that acceptance make a big difference in people's life.
Yeah, and I think, you know, people who get more spiritually inclined at that age, and they get more, they do their inner work and everything, you see a different glow on them, it looks very beautiful with all the wrinkles and all the aging marks and everything. So I think it's acceptance more than anything, because, you know, how long can you delay it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll not come in 50s, it'll come in 60s, it'll come in at some point it'll catch you. So I think, gracefully accepting it is one of the
big difference. Yes.
It can make a huge difference to your whole process in itself.
Once I had a patient from Northern Europe. She is 52 and still having her periods.
Okay.
And she was coming and telling, "Doctor, do you have anything so that I can still continue my menstrual cycle? I don't want to attain menopause." I'm like, "I'm sorry, I don't have any secret herbs from Himalayas that can solve this problem.
Yeah.
When it comes, it will come, and just deal with it in a positive manner."
Yeah.
But somewhere she has this idea, once the menopause starts, she will age quickly and her glow
everything will just deteriorate. But I think, like before the podcast, we were talking about, it's a mechanism put in place to protect you from dying.
Mm-hmm.
Because earlier, when there was no contraception, you would have babies back to back to back to back. And, you know, the body will take a toll. And if you just keep having babies, you'll die at some point. So there was this natural mechanism
and
which was put in place.
The quality of babies
will deteriorate as well.
Manufacturing defects can go up.
Absolutely. So
God decided, now it's give it a break.
Yes. So by 50s, you're free. And then after that, you know, the spiritual life starts, and your journey of, you know, there's more to do in life. There's just not only about your menstrual cycle. Everything is not restricted to that. You're free in a way.
So in order to sum up, prepare for your menopause when you're in your menstrual cycle age.
Yes. First. Yes.
Then perimenopause, take good care of your body.
Yes.
And remember that you are not in your teenage, 20s
anymore.
And 30s anymore. But that doesn't mean something is wrong with your body. It's just in a different phase of life.
Yeah.
And then during menopause, it will change. It will take its own
It will be minor. To be honest, if you take care of yourself during the perimenopause period, then it'll just, you will not even come to know that it has just come and gone,
and
like
it'll
that. It will be very smooth. So provided you know what are the things you have to do naturally, you know what are the things that you can move towards. Avoid taking too many medications and stuff like that. So you know what happens usually is by this time, by 40s, 43, you are on your thyroid medication, you are on some cholesterol medication, you are on some heart medication, some anti-anxiety. So you are on many pills till then. So that really aggravates the issues more. But if you say natural way is where I would take care of my body in a holistic way, you stay away from all the medication, and menopause also comes and goes without any
that
issue.
The idea that this is temporary, that itself is 50% of therapy for most women.
I think it's quite liberating to know that it's only a 3 or 4 year period, and then it just...
Some women get worried it's 3 years. But
Some
women, it just gets over in 6 months if they do the right thing.
Yes, absolutely. But wherever you can catch it, I guess, you know. It applies to pretty much everything. You know, if you don't eat well, insulin resistance, diabetes, pre-diabetes, there's something which will catch you at some point. So hormones are also that way, that if you keep an eye on it and you are mindful about it and you treat it like we were saying, that, you know, this is your female body, needs to be nurtured and taken care of in a different way than men, and you understand that your woman's body is different. Once you start doing that, and there are a few things that you can incorporate, that goes a long way.
Thank you so much, Pooja. That was a very profound conversation again.
Thank you.
It's about menopause and weed. And those who didn't listen to the previous episode, please do listen to that on PCOS and hormonal imbalance. And I will definitely put all your Insta handles and your profile in the show notes, people who can listen.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond.